What a day. Oh my goodness, I feel like a bit of food now. I don't think I've eaten any food all day. It was such a remarkable day. I had a huge job to do today, and it was to write what we call a newsletter for the company I work with. We produce a weekly newsletter, and for some time I have been the main writer on it. And it means that every week I write a message to all the people who subscribe to the newsletter. And the only thing I had in my head this morning was the word laboratory. And Roger Overall and I had already talked about what we're doing in the company. We talked about that during the week. And we have essentially gone into a laboratory. And I knew that the newsletter was going to be around the theme of going into a laboratory. And I'd done a bit of a brainstorm earlier in the week around the word laboratory, or it was much more kind of like a mind map, really. And I knew that, you know, who goes into a laboratory? Well, they're scientists, and they do experiments, and they do research, and they publish the results, and all that kind of stuff. So I knew that the word laboratory was a rich word. It had all sorts of easy signposts coming out from it. And I knew that it would be easy to write something about going into a laboratory. Now, this newsletter is about marketing. It's really about how to communicate about your business. We, the people who are offering some tips and suggestions on how to communicate on behalf of your business, we've gone into a laboratory in order to figure out how we should communicate on behalf of our own business. And that was what I did all day. It took me a lot longer than I expected to write the opening few paragraphs. The next thing was to write a poem around an image which Roger had chosen. The image was one of a mad scientist. So I wrote a poem about that. I brought Galileo and Hawking, Stephen Hawking, and I brought, who else I bring into it, Copernicus and Newton and a few other pretty well-known scientists into the poem. And we always do something about podcasting. We're doing our very best to encourage people to podcast, to use their voice on behalf of their business, not just to write things on their website or write things in their social media or even video things, to use their own voice. There's so many different ways in which the human voice can be used. And it's a terrific way of strengthening and deepening rapport with people who you hope to stay in touch with. And I'm sure there were a few other bits in the newsletter because that I can't remember right now. But it was really satisfying when I got it done. It probably occupied my mind for about 4.5 hours today. And then I breathed a huge sigh of relief and I went off to record a podcast episode. In fact, 2 podcast episodes, which feature John Cox, who is the district director of in Toastmasters for District 71. And myself and Ted Moranfi met John Cox in his hotel in Cork. And I have a piece of audio which is 44 minutes long, which now needs to be chopped up into shorter pieces in order to be shared in shorter episodes than that. And it's dark. And it's been a pretty satisfying day, taking everything into account. And thank you very much for listening. And I hope you've had a better day, a much better day than I've had.